because you'd have the first nights at the Playhouse Theatre and at what was then the New Theatre, and the Playhouse was usually done by Don Chapman, and the New Theatre was done by Peter Sykes, who was then the deputy news editor, deputy to Brain, and is now the editor of the Oxford Times. And they were absolutely chalk and cheese. You could not imagine the contrast between them. Don used to come in and sit at the table, and he would write, he would handwrite, and he had these little slips of paper, and he would write, and then he would screw up the slip and throw it away, and then he'd write another one and screw up, and so on, until his waste paper basket was practically full. And people used to go and get them out to see what he'd written, and some of them would just say, although, and then it was screwed up and thrown away, and the next one would say, although the, and that was screwed up. And he would have all these attempts, and then he would go down and talk to the night watchman, who was called Dolly Gray, in the basement. And then when he felt a bit better and had a cup of tea or so, he'd come and start again. Meanwhile, Peter Sykes would arrive, sit down at his desk, throw his coat away, stuff a fag in his mouth, and he would start. And it was just like a machine gun. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And he never seemed to pause for breath. And he wrote the review, and then he would stub his fag out and put his coat on, and away he would go. Night. And he went, and meanwhile, Don had just arrived back at his desk, as he was writing again, in spite of, or whatever. And you always felt that Don probably finished the review about 5 a.m. But both, in their different ways, produced really good reviews. They were just the opposite. The people who have to struggle to get perfection, and other people who've got this sort of great facility to write fast, but are not to be disparaged because of that, because their copy is also excellent.